مارك السهابة، The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isup, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 20th of Jumad al-Ula 1447, corresponding to Tuesday the 11th of November 2025. It's a beautiful day here in Johannesburg. It's cool, calm. We had a little bit of rain in our parts of the country and in our parts of town here in Indonesia. And I hope that you are well. And alhamdulillah, we've got about 90 days, approximately 90 days until the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And one should read the Masnoon Dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah, grant us safety and protection during the month of Sha'ban and Ramadan, Rajab and Sha'ban, and let us see the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Today our topic inshallah is going to be on the guarding your heart from fitna and fasad. And we'd like to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Now, to discuss, and it's very imperative that we speak about this topic, and that is with regards to mahrams and non-mahrams. Now, Islam provides a clear guidelines and designed to prevent the hearts from falling into this temptation, falling into this fitna, this sin, this deadly sin. And over the few minutes that I'm going to keep you company until 11 a.m. inshallah, we're going to be discussing and detailing the destructive path that ignoring these rules can lead to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, la taqrabu zina, stay away from zina, because it is a harm, it is a deadly sin, and it can break. It breaks marriages, it causes a black spot onto the heart, and you feel nothing. You know, once we do it, once you feel, you know what, I'm going to do it and I will repent, I won't go back to it. But you already committed that sin, you already did that act. And when we commit zina, it's not only the physical and the bodily parts that we normally know. You can have zina of the eyes, you can have zina of the hands, zina of the feet. We're going into the wrong places. It causes you going to this fitna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect each and every one of us. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Now the first and most essential rule is that interaction between mahram and ghair mahrams must be based on genuine need or benefit. And the conversation must be strictly professional, and there's no type of flirting or type of getting to know a person whilst they are your ghair mahram. If you're speaking to somebody, we need to understand that your intention is to make nikah and nothing else. And that's the most important thing that we have to understand in life. And we have our programs between on the Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 11 and 12, and that is the bliss of marriage with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab and Mulana Zaid Khan. And you can send your questions and your queries on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. Now, when you speak to ghair mahrams, we need to question ourselves. We need to ask ourselves, is these questions or is this interaction that we're having, is it strictly professional? Because you must remember, when there's two people, the third person is always present, and that is Shaitan. And Shaitan caused the sin in the Jannah, and he asked Almighty Allah for respite until the day of Qiyamah. And the Shaitan, Iblis, Azazil, whatever name you want to call him, he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that give me respite and I will be astray, lead this people astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, right, you got your respite, but remember, if my servants fall into sin, they will turn back to me and I will forgive them because my mercy overpowers my anger. That is how loving our Almighty Allah is, our Creator is. We sin on a daily basis. We do all the haram things during the darkness of the night and broad daylight, sometimes even broad daylight, thinking nobody is watching us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all seen, all hearing. As-Sami' al-Basir. That is Almighty Allah. Allah ta'ala knows the condition of the ant that is under the darkest rock. In the midnight, when it's pitch black, pitch dark, Allah ta'ala can hear that ant heartbeat. Allah ta'ala knows what is that ant's needs and desires. If Allah can provide for the ant, who are we, my respected listeners? And we sin, like I was saying, we sin on a daily. But Allah ta'ala still forgives us. We pick our hands up and we say, Ya Allah, Rabbi gfirli, Rabbi gfirli, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'anna. We ask and we beseech Almighty Allah to forgive us and shower His infinite blessings upon us. Now, when you question ourselves, when we're having this conversation, is it professional? Is it medical? Is it educational? Does it concern the community? If you take any of these, knowing the fact that in your heart that you're not going to do or commit any haram with the ghair mahram, then it is permissible. Because you have to have that strong faith and yaqeen, and you have to have your faith in your iman that needs to be very strong to fight off the temptation. Because shaitan's waswasa and temptation is bad. It is beyond bad. That you must have that such a faith, such strong faith, that if you are tempted, you must say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, and walk away. That is a true believer, knowing that shaitan tried to tempt you, but you fought shaitan, you fought Iblis, and you know that my Allah is watching, my Allah is all seen, and I will be questionable, and I will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah for this very act. Now, if the communication is excessive, like if you speak into the ghair mahram and the communication continues and it leads to many other things, that's why it's best, if vice versa, you get the person to speak to that particular gender, whoever is concerned, and let them discuss it. But you, as the opposite gender, don't have to, because then it'll start leading to other things. Now, if the communication is excessive, purely for leisure, casual chatting, or sharing personal feelings, then this has crossed the boundary. This communication is unnecessary and is haram, because it serves no righteous purpose, and it is very first step to shaitan used to gain influence. Now, you imagine you're speaking to someone. Just plain, like a normal conversation. You have no ill feelings. You have no ill intentions. But you that waswasa in your ear to say, you know what, shaitan is telling you, don't worry, you move in. Just touch a finger a little bit. Just graze her hand a little bit. You know, nobody's watching. Nobody will see anything. But that is shaitan's waswasa. Shaitan's waswasa is so tempting that he plants that seed in our mind. That you know what, you had a little bit of enjoyment, even if it was like for 10, 15 seconds, but you felt something inside you. Something you never feel in many years. And that, my dear respected listeners, is Shaitan's way of planting his seed and allowing it to grow inside your head. Now, what happens next? You got a little bit of excitement. Now you want to look for more. And Shaitan is going to keep on filling your waswasa. He's going to keep filling your head with this fitna and fasad and zina until it has grown into what Shaitan wants it to be. Now you completely lost the plot. You don't know what to do. Now you become so addicted, in inverted commas, to it, that you want to do more and more. But now you forgot that Allah Ta'ala is all seeing and all hearing. That's why it's important that we should take a family member, or a friend, or rather a family member, when you are going to meet such individuals, so you know that there's no, and there won't be any waswasa, and you will be saved. Now, these boundaries of communication are forbidden. The second rule is the manner of speech. The Quran addresses the believing woman, warning against a tone that invites temptation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran in Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verse number 32, O wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then do not be soft in speech to men, lest he in worse, lest he in whose heart is a disease should covet, but speak with appropriate speech. And this applies to all the believing women. That what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that or is passing them, the giving the message to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when a woman speaks, they shouldn't speak with a melodious voice, a voice that will be captivating towards the man. Because even if you're in niqab, and if you speak to a woman, or a woman speaks to you, and you hear a voice, now you think to yourself, she's got such a mashallah voice. Now it's already in your head that waswasa is there, shaitan already planted it. Now you already think in your head, you know, when can I see her? When can I do this or do that? You know, all those ideas start coming in your head. And that is why shaitan says, when there's two people, shaitan is the third person. And he causes this rift, and he allows you to engage in this haram act. That's why it's very important to watch where you go, who you're with. And when a female lowers her voice, it's a form of dignified, you know, she's lowering her voice so the man doesn't get captivated or attracted to her voice. So when you soften your speech, it means that you're an alluring or over a familiar one. When you have an appropriate speech, it means that it's clear, direct, and dignified and professional. This rule applies to both the parties and protects both the parties, and it shields the woman's honor and izzat, and prevents the man from being tempted by an inappropriate approach. So if you speak in a lower voice where the man can't hear you, but if there's a message to be passed, then obviously if you are married, then you have your husband. If you were not married, and if you have your family member, like maybe your son or your nephew or your brother, then ask him to go and get what you need from the shop. What you need to get from the local store, and he will be able to get it for you. You see? So you don't interact with other males. And then they won't get captivated by your voice. Then the part of escalation is that where can it lead to? Where can it lead to? Now imagine you're just speaking casually, not realizing what's happening in the head of the man. And this is the first dangerous destination where the necessary boundaries are ignored. When you had a work convention and it turns into shared secrets and excessive, and you start becoming too personal and too comfortable with the ghair mahram, the heart inevitably develops a ta'alluq or an attachment. And this is where the emotional bond forms outside the contract or outside the form of nikah. And it is dangerous because imagine you are starting a relationship on a haram note. You are doing the haram things. You're trying, like, you know, they say a 30-day trial. When you download an application, you got a 30-day trial to see whether you like the product or not. No, my respected listeners, women are not your play toy. They are there as a covenant for you. So once you get married, then they will shield you, and you as a man also need to shield them, because remember where a woman was made from. The woman was made from the rib of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is our beloved father, spiritual father, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. And look how, and this is the emotional entanglement that leads to a reliance on the non-mahram for comfort, validation, and emotional support. Now, if a woman is going through something in her life and she doesn't have any other family members, now this becomes the dangerous part where a man sees that she's vulnerable. And he goes towards her and he says that he wants to sort of act as a pillar of support for her. But nobody knows the real intention as to what this man is going to do. 90% have this ill intention that they're not there to actually help her and support her, but rather they're there to, they have ulterior motives. And they need to sort from one spouse or mahram family. The person begins to look forward to the interaction, sacrificing the family time or ibadat for the sake of a conversation. Now, this is when a man and a woman are engaged in futile talks, and the shaitan is there and he's whispering and he's giving them all these nice things. Our Zohar Salah will go past, our Asr Salah will go past, our Maghrib will go past, sometimes your Isha Salah go past. Now why? Because you want to so-called spend the moment with the person, not realizing that your Salah had been neglected. You have to make qada for your Salah. You chose the Creator, or you chose the creation over Creator. For that short period of time you had that enjoyment, and now, when you come back, you must all your salah, you need to make qada of your salah. Sometimes shaitan will even whisper that into your ear and say, you know what, it's not necessary for you to read salah. You know, because now you went out and you were doing all these things. Now you got the shaitan is like 50% of that seed that he embedded in your head. Now he starts to tell you what to do. And then you stop reading your Quran, you stop reading your salah. Look, all because of one interaction with a female or a male, vice versa. Inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break, and when we return, we will continue with our program, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Suni suni dagar ujda chaman bin tere ye na mehkega mushke khudan. Suni suni dagar ujda chaman bin tere ye na mehkega mushke khudan. Suni suni dagar ujda chaman bin tere ye na mehkega mushke khudan. टूट कर जैसे गिर जाएगा ये कंगन, मेरी माँ तो है जन्नत में मस्तों मगन. टूट कर झूठ जाएगा ये भी कंगन, मेरी माँ तो है जन्नत में मस्तों मगन. कैसे तुझको कहूँ फिर से आ जाया, कैसे तुझको कहूँ फिर से आ जाया मेरी माँ. सब्र आता नहीं सामने तेरी सूरत कोई लाता नहीं. सब्र करता तो हूँ सब्र आता नहीं सामने तेरी सूरत कोई लाता नहीं. तेरा पैगाम अब कोई लाता नहीं, दर्द दिल हाय रे मेरा जाता नहीं. तेरा पैगाम अब कोई लाता नहीं, दर्द दिल हाय रे मेरा जाता नहीं. किसको अपनी सुनाएंगे हम दास्तां, किसको अपनी सुनाएंगे हम दास्ता मेरी माँ मेरी माँ मेरी माँ हो मेरी माँ मेरी माँ मेरी माँ मेरे वालिद का तादेर साया रहे उनकी चश्मो इनायत का दरिया बहे मेरे वालिद का तादेर साया रहे उनकी चश्मो इनायत का दरिया बहे उनकी मेहनत मुशक्कत से हम है पले दिल से खिदमत करे उनकी अब बिन कहे उनकी खिदमत का वादा लिया तूने उनकी खिदमत का वादा लिया तूने हाँ मेरी माँ मेरी माँ मेरी माँ हो प्यारी माँ मेरी माँ मेरी माँ मेरी माँ मेरी माँ मेरी माँ
और आखिर में शायर क्या कहेंगे
मेरी माँ तेरी ममता पे कुर्बान में मेरी माँ तेरी ममता पे कुर्बान में भूल जाओ ना मौला का फरमान में मेरी माँ तेरी ममता पे कुर्बान में मेरी माँ तेरी ममता पे कुर्बान में भूल जाओ ना मौला का फरमान में याद कर कर के हो जाओ है कुरान में तुझको पढ़ पढ़ के बख्शूंगा कुरान में याद कर कर के हो जाओ हैरान में याद कर कर के हो जाओ हैरान में तुझको पढ़ पढ़ के बख्शूंगा कुरान में तेरा बेटा है अहमद और तू उसकी माँ तेरा बेटा है अहमद और तू उसकी माँ मेरी माँ मेरी माँ मेरी माँ
शुक्रिया मरकज़ सहाबा ऑनलाइन रेडियो सर्विंग यू व्हेरेवर यू आर
We'd like to welcome you back to our program. And this is the morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And we were discussing how dangerous it is when engaging with a non-mahram or a ghair-mahram, be it vice versa, be it male or female. Once the emotional bond of this haram act of engaging between two individuals, then the desire for privacy follows. Now that you started speaking to this person, now you want to spend, you know, inverted commas, spend time alone. And this leads to absolute transgression of khulwa, seclusion. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned that whenever a man is alone with a woman, Satan is the third. This is narrated in Tirmidhi. Khulwa is forbidden because it is an environment where sin becomes highly probable and Islam blocks the means to sin. Once the couple is alone, the safeguards of modesty and the lowered gaze are usually abandoned, creating a direct path towards major sin. Then once they are together, they're not going to sit and talk and do nothing. That's when Shaitan puts it in their head to say, you know what? You are alone with her, or you are alone with him. Why don't you just get it over and done with? That is Shaitan, my respected listeners. It is a fact. It's a hard truth that this is Shaitan's work, that what he does. Shaitan had asked Almighty Allah for respite until the day of Qiyamah for the very same thing, to lead us astray, so that his so-called army in Jahannam can be full. But we as a ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are stronger than that. We are much, much stronger than that. The final destination is the profound damage to one's spiritual, personal and family life. Whenever we engage ourselves in sin, and then we often ask ourselves, why isn't anything coming right in my life? Have we checked previously what has happened? Did we engage in any sin or any act that goes against the Sharia, against the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and against the rules of Almighty Allah? Have we ever thought that it'll harden, and then we start that this particular sin will diminish, and it will put a rock and a stone on our heart that we won't want to read our salah. It will be so difficult for us that when we hear the Maghrib Adhan or the Isha Adhan, we want to find excuses upon excuses to perform Salah. And by reading also, you can't even lift the Quran up because why you engage in the sin. Now, Shaitan has put that waswasa that you spent that so much, the time with that particular person. Now you want more. Now, you'll even go to such an extent that you say you're going to go for Salah, but meanwhile, you want to go and visit that particular female that you had or you spent time with. Haram time. Time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. Allah ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, Wal Asr, by the time, Innal insana lafi khusr, verily man is at a loss. And this is the exact reason that we lose our time passing by because of all these haram acts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and protect us from the sin. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Come to the end of our show and we make dua that Allah ta'ala, that we say, Ya Allah, I seek refuge in you from the evil of my hearing, the evil of my sight, the evil of my tongue, and the evil of my heart and the evil of my desire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for one and all. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Next up at 11 will be the news with Maulana Zahid Khan, and thereafter will be the bliss of marriage with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab and Maulana Zahid Khan. 12 to 1, the news hour with Alfas and Kosi. 1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah Yunus verses 77. And thereafter, 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the tafsir of Surah An-Nisa. Then 2 to 3 will be Brother Yusuf Ali with the lunch break show. And 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Nasiha and the Q&A with Mufti Saab. And then 4 to 5 will be an Urdu lecture by Qari Hanif Multani. 5 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the repeat of the tafsir of Surah Yunus verses 77. 7:30 to 8 will be the Maulana Dawood Sirat. Then from 8 to 9 will be the stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam with Maulana Salman Yunus. And today he's going to be discussing Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, part 3. That's your lineup until 9 p.m. inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.